This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, February 12th. God's word to you today is potent. Our scripture reading is taken from James 5, verse 16, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working." Prayer offers the channel and power to unleash the weapons God has made available to us in spiritual warfare. Prayer makes tremendous power available that is dynamic in its working. We need to do all things by prayer. We have looked at the weapons of obedience and gratitude. Our third weapon is what we have called the victory combo. It is a combination of weapons. Each of them is actually a weapon in its own right. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, "And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die." The victory combo is made up of three weapons. The first is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. We overcame him. We defeated the devil by the blood of Jesus. The second is our testimony. We defeat the devil when we stand and testify, and we speak of God's faithfulness. The third weapon is fearlessness. We defeat the devil with fearlessness. Each of these is a mighty weapon already in themselves. The blood of Jesus is so powerful because it is protective, it is offensive, and it is defensive. The blood of Jesus is potent. The story is told of a man that went to work outside of town. Where he was working, God showed him a vision. In the vision, he saw a pack of wolves going to attack his family. So he tried to call his wife, but he could not reach her. There was a storm back home. They live in the suburbs, so there was no power and they were off the grid. He was worried, and so he decided to draw a bloodline, more of a blood circle, around his house. He was in another state, but he drew a blood circle around his house. He got home to his wife and family, who were excited to see him. He later discovered that the kitchen door of his house was left open, and when he went out around his premises, there were a pack of dead wolves. What killed the wolves? I know some people would find it hard to believe this story, but trust me, it is no fairy tale. Did God's word not say in Exodus 12 verse 13, "But the blood on your doorposts will serve as a sign marking the houses where you are staying. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt." The angel of death skips your home when you cover it with the blood of Jesus. If a tragedy hits your location, it will skip your house because of the blood. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the power that is in the blood of Jesus. Today I soak my life, my family, my destiny, my heart, and my walk with you in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.